Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Michelle and Jess with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, My Place, an organization known for promoting conspiracy theories and aiming to build a parallel system of governance, has been found to have taken a part in campaigning in the recent Queensland Council election. My Place founder, Darren Bergworth, spreads theories amongst his 180 Facebook groups about the dangers of fluoride, chemtrails, 5G, and the illegitimacy of the government. His followers have been campaigning for certain candidates, such as Alona Lane, who won a seat on the Gympie Council and is a My Place member. She echoes these beliefs. Other successful candidates backed by My Place members includes Troy Thompson as mayor for Townsville, where he thanked the local Facebook My Place page for their support.
A memorial will be held on April 26th at the local RAF base in Amberley for four World War II soldiers, after their missing bomber plane was found after 81 years. The plane's crash site was discovered 4 years ago in Papua New Guinea, 43 metres below sea level, and identification was only made yesterday by a specialist dive team. The pilots within the Beaufort aircraft A9186 from No. 100 Squadron, Warrant Officers Clement Batstone Wiggins and Russell Henry Grigg, and Flight Sergeants Albert Beckett and Gordon Lewis Hamilton were confirmed after bone fragments were identified.
In national news, claims from a whistleblower reveals that the South Australian government's baby removal practices are inhumane, with a report describing police officers in a delivery room taking a second-born baby from their mother. Reasons for removals can come from public filings of so-called unborn child concerns and being accused of unfit to parent due to various reasons such as inappropriate housing or drug use. An estimated 80% of women arriving to the hospital in labor were unaware of the impending removals. 105 newborns were removed from their parents in the last financial year, and most were removed before they were 1 week old. The Department for Child Protection's Chief Jackie Breyer said the safety and welfare of vulnerable infants was the department's highest priority, and a police policy review is currently underway to be completed by the end of the year.
Fair Work Ombudsman has taken action against popular Taiwanese restaurants and its senior staff members for exploiting their workers, fining them a collective $4 million. Din Tai Fung restaurants in Sydney and Melbourne, and Selden Farlane Lachlan Investments, which employed workers at their Emporium store, were found to have deliberately cheated employees out of their entitled compensation and manufactured fake records to deceive authorities. The companies knowingly underpaid 17 of their workers $1,507.25. This offence was deemed incredibly serious by Fair Work and was met with a penalty that is second highest secured in their history.
In international news, U.S. President Joe Biden is considering Australia's request to drop the extradition and prosecution of WikiLeaks organizer Julian Assange. Assange is currently held in Belmarsh Prison in London under 18 charges of espionage and computer misuse brought by the Trump administration. If he is indicted, he faces a maximum of 175 years. Australian critics and government members alike have argued that the treatment of Assange is harsh compared to his WikiLeaks partner, Chelsea Manning, and of the implications for public interest journalism if his trial continues.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some wind throughout the day. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.